Mary and then Max?
Dave, I have one more comment.
Can you do it after Mary and Max?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, in addition to my comment, R. Paul's right. That was something, and I have had this experience in our work, that universities and schools and certain agencies do exactly that. They, you know, the dollar amount, whatever other conditions, they break it into little pieces, and therefore they get stuff through that never would get through otherwise. And I'm not sure how to solve that problem. In general, I see the intent, especially when you explain it, it seems like this net is not the sieve that catches everything we want to catch in there. Especially vague to me is to affect more than a specified number of people. What does it mean to affect them? That's not really quantifiable as it stands. When you talk about it, I understand it, but the language here doesn't say that. So I really think that part, there needs to be a different language entirely there.
Max, Lydia, and then myself?
Yeah, generally I agree that this thing should be sent back to committee, the language tightened and clarified along the lines that we have suggested. I agree with our Paul. I wanted to make similar comments. It seems to me that, first of all, I have a question. How much leeway do the general managers have when it comes to signing contracts? What I'm trying to say is simply that the policy should be such that it applies to everybody, not just national staff. It should apply to all of the units. And I think Paul has expressed that point of view. That should be factored in there, because otherwise we don't forget the national budget is small potatoes, really, compared to the budgets of the other units in the aggregate. So it should apply to all of them.
Okay, Lydia, and then me?
But I also think that you're going to have to put in something for time-sensitive issues. I mean, you can't have some contract review going from committee to committee endlessly when there is work in the network to be moved forward. So I think that there'll have to be time constraints on how long these deliberations can take, because we've seen how boards can have things just languish. So that needs to be factored in as well.
The point I wanted to make was that I think at some level you cannot... You can get into a lot of legalistic descriptions to cover every case, but at some level we have to rely on, and some people may be upset about this, but the good faith of the people doing it. Now, that's not it's not like there's no check on that. In other words, you tell an executive director or general manager, we want you to tell us when something of significance is being done. And while it may be the case that there will be something of significance, you know, like people say, well, this thing keeps happening and it happens around us, there's also management review that happens. And there are going to be times when, you know, something that was genuinely important got passed, the board will know about it. For example, you know, we weren't notified ahead of time that we established a contract for headline news. We started doing headline news, and we weren't told about it. I read about it in the news release. So you find out whether or not people have been acting in that good faith way. This is an attempt to, and it cuts the other way, too. On the board side, you know, what Lydia just said about, well, there have to be rules about this so it doesn't go, you know, indefinitely. You have to sort of say, well, the idea of sending it to a coordinating committee is it has all the officers of the board and has representatives from each signal area, and at some level you have to rely upon it to do sensible things, not to be delaying endlessly the process when it's assigned, and to make reasonable decisions about the way things go. And I'm hoping that we get to a place institutionally where we say, you know, the things that we say have a spirit and an intent to them, and we're not going to legalese every inch of it, because that's a sign of a sick institution. Now, people may say, well, yes, indeed. But I think that in the coming period, if the intent of the motion is clear, the executive director and the CFO are responsive to it, we don't have to nail every single incident. Because once you start doing that, the thing becomes so involved that actually what happens is you get less compliance, not more, because there's just too much in it. We found that with the way the current communications policy is written, it's a little bit on the over-involved side. But I hear what everybody's saying, and I do think that at the end of this discussion, we can take it back to the working group, hammer it out, include, I'm hearing that we need a rationale section to motivate it a little better and to make clearer certain aspects of what we're talking about. So when we go back, I also think that what we should do is at the same time contact staff and say, if there were a threshold for numbers of people affected, how would you frame this and incorporate that input? So that's my comments. Is there anybody else who wants to be on the stack? Oh my God! I've extinguished discussion.
Perhaps we need to then make a motion to recommit.
We can. Okay. Or we could just table it until the next meeting,
and then
table it, and then the committee will.
Before we do that, can you hear me?
Yes.
I have. Since you asked me to take notes. I have, but I didn't get the suggestions prior to that. Anyone summarize them?
Well, how about this? Why don't you read what you have, and then anything that's not listed, people can pipe up and add.
But you can also listen to the
email
recording.
You.
Yeah, listen to the recording.
No,
no,
she's not going to do that.
That's not good.
Why don't we all, in the interest of time, send what we had articulated as our suggestions to Grace. She doesn't have to rewrite them that way. She can just plug them in.
Will everybody do that who made a comment on the call?
Well, I think it was only the people that right after Lydia, I think Jane started taking notes.
Grace.
Early.
Grace.
So Lydia, you're
What I have is I have Art Paul's statement that shorter contracts that would be continually renewed, that there should be some language that would specify that contracts should be considered cumulatively, so that loophole would be closed. Then Max Blanchet says, how much leeway do GMs have regarding signing contracts, that the policy we've stated should apply to the individual stations, not just the national office. And Lydia said that there should be some time constraint in reviewing what the GMs are proposing, so the GMs are not unduly prevented from doing things.
And then
that's what I have.
Yeah.
I don't know what else was said.
Okay, I had about three other questions, which I'll send you.
My
had a comment,
was related
but
to
didn't get
one
in.
And Sarv had quite a number of.
All right, so,
Just email them to Grace.
Okay.
Yeah, I just don't.
Art Paul?
We want to make a motion to recommit.
I would like to make one other point before I do that, which is that it's also important to realize that this doesn't need to be the be-all and end-all. Getting something that, as far as it goes, is good and clear and getting a mechanism up and working then allows you to say, okay, now we can amend this or we can do other things. So one of the reasons we just left it at the ED and CFO was that same interest in highlighting what the intent was. And we will try and make it more specific and clear about its effect on the local units. But our big goal is to get something that's functional, that's not disruptive, that people say, okay, yeah, we understand now what's happening, so that when we amend it, you know, those amendments are sensible and less, we don't have to deal with it all at once. So with that, if there's nothing further, then let's send it back to the working group.
I move we recommit the motion to the working group.
Okay.
Okay, great. Is there any objection to the motion? Okay, hearing none, we'll take it back in that working group. And while we're on this, I'd just like to suggest that the working group meet again next Thursday. Is that at the same time? Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Wednesday.
Yeah, okay.
Next Wednesday,
our LSPS meeting.
Okay, we'll do this via email. I'll send it around via email, so it's
schedule
not to wait.
Via email. Okay.
Okay, so the next thing on the agenda then is, let me get back there.
Code of conduct.
Who's heading up that working group?
Well, this is Mary Burke here. I had sent out a notice trying to get people. The only person that committed to really being interested was Grace Ahrens, and Bob had been interested, but he didn't respond when I tried to set up a meeting so far, so we haven't met. But I have sent around, I think everybody's all everybody here has seen all the drafts that are out there already, but I'd like to be able to see if anybody really wants to sit down and work on this. And
don't all scream at once. I can't hear you all.
Great. Please, I can't either. It's deafening.
I'm still willing, Mary.
Oh, great. Don't change your mind. Don't go anywhere.
Okay.
Maybe.
Anyone else?
Max, are you interested in this?
No, not really. I have my hands full. I'm interested, but I have my hands full.
Okay.
May I make a suggestion? This is Lydia.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about how other people, I know my reluctance to join that, even though I would be interested otherwise, is I just can't deal with another meeting. But I certainly do, when I get up at 7 mm-hmm. in the morning, have time to look at something and offer some wording suggestions. So I think if you could send it to this whole committee,
okay.
A couple of people, because we're right down to, we know what the needs are.
Mm-hmm.
You have some excellent drafts to work from. And so if a couple of you, if even you and Grace could work on some wording, on some drafts,
mm-hmm.
send it out to us once you synthesize them. And then, we can pick it apart and say, oh, we love the whole thing. So I think that would be a good way to do it. Because, as I said,
mm-hmm.
that would be my reluctance for joining. I don't think there's an unwillingness. It's just the meeting stuff.
Well, do other people agree with that here?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I'm in the same boat. I think it's important, but I just, if I have another meeting, I'm going to have a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
Well, may I jump in? This is Max. I think we've had some good discussion on that. I think we should be careful not to overlook the discussions we've had on that and try to incorporate into whatever synthesis that we try and come up with.
Okay.
It may work well if we start doing this on email, because I'm a little concerned that it seems to have died on the vine and we keep coming back.
Okay, maybe.
So if we can do some of this by sending around language and keep trying in the interim, so that at the next meeting we're at least where we were on the contracts, which is let's get some rough language and talk about our specific reactions to it, and then turn that into more language and keep doing that until we get something.
Okay. Does that sound? Is that so? Grace, do you want to do that?
Yeah. That's
okay. Right. Well, then, you have everything, I think. You asked to have it sent, you got a bunch of stuff, right?
Did I? I didn't notice it.
Oh.
It has to be noticed 2 weeks in advance.
Huh? Pardon?
It has to be noticed 10 days in advance. Sorry, bad joke.
Oh, okay. I didn't. I noticed it.
Okay.
Well, why don't I just send it all over again, and if you have it, you can delete it.
Okay. And
does that work?
I don't know if you have my right. It's just I haven't noticed it.
Oh, okay.
Why don't you guys email offline?
Yeah, email each other.
Okay.
I'll send it to the list.
Yeah.
The list has both of you on it, so.
And you're right, email seems to, you're getting these things. Great.
Yeah, I have been getting stuff from our Paul and from Dave.
And the agenda and all this stuff today.
I got all that.
Okay, well, I'll just send it to that address.
Now, I might have missed it, but I haven't noticed it.
I don't know. Why don't I just do it? You'll see it. It's a big batch, and then you'll notice if you already had it or if it got lost in the shuffle or what happened.
I should be able to find it. Let's see if it's looking for.
Okay, well, I'll assume you guys can work that out.
Yeah, we can
email.
Work that out.
All right.
I don't have it in my Hotmail file. I don't know where it would be, Mary. So.
Okay, well, let me just send it again. It could be, I've had problems with Windows XP, and sometimes stuff has, especially when I first had to use it, so something could have happened.
For what it's worth, sometimes some of these services like Hotmail have spam catchers.
Oh, right.
It comes from a Yahoo group. Sometimes they'll say that's spam.
Right.
Well, it's never shown up in my junk email file mm-hmm. either.
One tip on that, by the way, is when you're emailing things, don't put the word Viagra in the title.
That's a good idea, Dave. Thank you. I put it in there. I wanted to put it everywhere so people would read it, but you don't think that's
cool.
Yeah,
it works the opposite way.
Okay, I guess I won't do that. Okay. Well, I will
also, I don't know if this is the appropriate time to ask, but is there an elections working group?
Yeah.
And when does it meet?
Well, there's an elections review working group. That's meeting next on the 10th at 5, 8 p.m. Eastern time.
Oh, on Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh.
Does everybody on this committee know about the calendar on KPFTX?
It's fabulous.
Well, it doesn't.
It's not
discussed it, but somebody
okay.
else.
But everybody knows
it,
about
it
its existence, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, is there any objection to moving the agenda?
No.
Okay, the next thing's new business. Does anybody have any new business they'd like to raise?
Not really, but we got too much business already.
Yeah. Okay, well, if there's no new business, then...
I move to adjourn.
Is there any... Sarv moved to adjourn. Is there any
Seconded.
Objection? Is there any objection? Hearing none, we're adjourned, and I will see you all on this call on the 28th of July. Have a good July, and I'll talk to you then.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank,
bye
you,
all.
Thank you all.
Bye-bye.
Harry, let's talk. I'll call you, okay?
Okay, call me now.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.